Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, your host for both hours of the show this week, John Yule. Horrible weather outside. I've never known winter come quite as early as this in the past, but I hope you're able to keep dry and keep warm, and hopefully you've got a cup of cocoa or something to warm you up with, but I hope the cocoa's not going to make you fall asleep before 3 o'clock after I've finished my stint here and that we can both enjoy the music together. We kicked off with the sextet led by Canadian drummer Dave Robbins, an album called Joan of Arc, recorded at the Warehouse Studios in Vancouver, November the 4th, 2018. The composition was by Dave Robbins and was called Turbulence. We also heard Mike Allen on tenor, Brad Turner on trumpet, Rod Murray on trombone, Chris Gettin on the piano, Steve Hawley on bass, and Dave Robbins himself on drums, an all-Canadian lineup. Continuing now with young pianist Matthew Whitaker. His album Now Hear This, recorded at Sear Sound Studios in October 2018 in, of course, New York City. This is a track which Matthew composed himself. It's called Miss Michelle. And we also hear from Dave Stryker on guitar, Junio Terry on bass, Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums, and of course on piano, it's Matthew Whitaker. Matthew Whitaker then with his own competition, Miss Michelle. Thank you. Matthew Whittaker with Miss Michelle. The recently deceased and already missed guitarist Russell Malone appears to be the only player on every track on this 1999 Diana Krall album, which comprises of both orchestral and quartet settings. Here with Diana and Russell are John Clayton on bass and Jeff Hamilton on drums. This is going out to Steve down in Bradford-on-Avon because this is a Michael Frank song and I know he's a bit of a fan. Here's Popsicle Toes from the album When I Look in Your Eyes from Diana Krall.
To you, you can add, subtract, multiply, and divide by two. I know today's your birthday, and I did not buy no rose, but I wrote this song, and instead I call it Popsicle Toes. Popsicle Toes. Popsicle toes are always froze. Popsicle toes. You're so brave to expose all those popsicle toes. Must have been Mr. Olympian with all that amplitude. How come you always load your Pentax when I'm in the nude? We ought to have a birthday party, and you can wear your birthday clothes. Then we can hit the floor and go explore. Popsicle toes.
Diana Krall here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. With me, your host for both hours of the show this week, John Yule. A brand new release now, which only came out 2 weekends ago in America and actually last weekend hit the American Top 20 Jazz Countdown straight away. It's a live set recorded at the Smoke Jazz Club in October 2023, led by the outstanding trombonist Steve Davis. Playing alongside Steve, we hear from trumpet Eddie Henderson, tenor player Ralph Moore. On piano, we hear from Rainey Rosnos, who is absolutely outstanding on this album. It's the best I've ever heard her play, and I've heard her live many times as well. And we also hear from bass player Essiet Essiet and drummer Lewis Nash. The album is called We See, after the Thelonious Monk composition, and the tracks are all on the long side, so I'll just dip into this collection and play one track here and there over the next few weeks. Written by Jean DePaul and Don Ray and featured in the 1953 film I Dood It by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, this is Star Eyes, played by Steve Davis. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
track that's 10 minutes and 50 seconds long, but it's so enjoyable it doesn't seem that long, does it? Star Eyes from Steve Davis, which is from Steve's brand new album, We See, which is available on the Smoke Sessions record label. Right, we'll do the gig guide now. A smidgen earlier than usual, we'll have a lot to pack in during these 2 hours. Tonight, reminder, in fact, of two gigs I did mention last week, which both take place tonight. The Keith Peters Big Band are at the Farm Road Social Club at 8:30. I don't think that the situation with the weather in the city centre this afternoon suggests there will be any problem staging that gig. And then the other one I wish to mention for this evening is at Worksop Library, a 7:30 start for Matt Ratcliffe and his lineup Unity. This is a Hammond organ trio. Jazz at the Lescar tomorrow evening presents Gemini. They'll be presenting deeply personal, dynamic, spontaneous and expressive music, and that'll be provided by Rob Cope on reeds, Andy Scott on sax, Liam Noble on piano and Paul Clarvis on drums. The Big Swing at Cabanas tomorrow night are featuring their 30th birthday bash, an all-star showcase. I've no details of regards the artists appearing, but it sounds as though there's going to be quite a lot of them. The Chesterfield Jazz Club at the Old House tomorrow evening, they'll be presenting the double bass player, Marion Wyndham. That's at 8 o'clock. And the last gig to tell you about is one that's already sold out, and that's Sheffield Jazz's promotion at Crook Social Club on Friday evening, the Soft Machine, very popular band going back to the 70s and 80s. They'll be appearing there, but their gig is already sold out. As usual, when Mike isn't on the show, I'm dipping into the archives for recordings from the 50s and 60s, and we've now reached that point in the programme, and an album called Chet Baker Plays the Best of Lunar and Lowe, recorded in New York City on July the 22nd, 1959. It was actually re-released on a special vinyl edition last year. As well as Chet Baker on trumpet, we hear from Pepper Adams on baritone, Bill Evans on piano, Omay on bass and Clifford Jarvis on drums. My Fair Lady was a new show on Broadway in 1959, hence the picture on the album's sleeve and the presence of this next track. Show Me! Thank you. Show Me from Chet Baker, and the flute player was Herbie Mann. Up to the Storyville Club in Boston now for a gig by the Jerry Mulligan Quartet in December 1956. One from their pianoless period, although Jerry Mulligan himself does actually play piano on one number on this date. We are going to hear De Silva, Henderson and Brown's Birth of the Blues. I'm always surprised when I read that those three Broadway composers composed Birth of the Blues between them. Jerry Mulligan on baritone, Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Bill Crow on bass, Dave Bailey on drums. Here's Jerry Mulligan on Swing Time. Thank you. Birth of the Blues. Singer and pianist Matt Dennis was usually to be found playing with his own trio, but on this album from 1955, She Dances Overhead, the songs of Rodgers and Hart, he is accompanied by a full orchestra, the arranger being Herb Geller. Here's a song that used to be heard a lot in the 1950s and seems to have vanished without trace since. The title song of Rodgers and Hart's 1938 musical comedy, I Married an Angel. Here it is from Matt Dennis.
There's been a change in me. Oh, what a change I see. From every care my mind is free. And life's as sweet as it can be. Won't you listen now? Have you heard? I married an angel. I'm sure that the change will be awfully good for me. Have you heard? An angel I married. To heaven she's carried this fellow with a kiss. She is sweet and gentle, so it isn't strange. When I'm sentimental, she loves me like an angel. Now you've heard, I married an angel. This beautiful change will be awfully good for me. I'm sure that the change will be awfully good for, awfully good for me. To heaven she's carried this fellow with a kiss. She is sweet and gentle, so it isn't strange. And when I'm sentimental, she loves me like an angel. And now you've heard why I married that angel. This wonderful change will be, we'll live in such harmony. This beautiful change will be awfully good, awfully good. The change will be good, I'm knocking on wood. The change will be good for me, I married an angel.
Matt Dennis, a little bit in Meltome mood there, I thought. We normally associate the Vince Guaraldi Trio with Latin numbers or the background music to the Charlie Brown cartoon series. But here they play the Buddy Johnson standard, Since I Fell For You, recorded at Fantasy Studios in Berkeley, California in 1965. We hear Monty Budwig on bass, Colin Bailey on piano on the bass. Monty Budwig on bass. Colin Bailey, I think we'll find, is on drums. And certainly Vince Guaraldi is on piano. Thank you. For many years, the favourite pianist in the San Francisco Bay Area, Vince Guaraldi. One of the most heralded tenor players of this period, but someone of whom we don't appear to hear quite so much these days, is the Chicagoan Bud Freeman. Here on an album called The Bud Freeman Group, full marks for originality there, we hear a track from an album released in 1957 called April Mood. The lineup is as follows: Bud Freeman on tenor, Al Hall on bass, George Wetling on drums, and Dick Carey is on the piano. A composition, as I said, by Bud Freeman and Dick Carey, then two members of the band, and this is April Mood. I think that's a really nice performance from Bud Freeman, who was born in 1906 and passed away in 1991. He was born and he passed away in Chicago. Here's one of the four albums recorded by Miles Davis and Gil Evans. Miles Ahead, recorded at the 30th Street Studio in New York City, this date on August the 22nd, 1957. Miles playing flute on this album to blend in with the more shadowy nature of the Gil Evans arrangements, I feel. This is an alternative track to the one on the original LP, with Miles taking all of the solos on this cut, whereas the solos were shared amongst the other lead players on the track which featured on the original LP. This is I Don't Want to Be Kissed by Anyone Else But You. We'll be right back. And that concludes the first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live, presented and produced by myself, John Yule. I'll be back in a very, very short space of time to bring you the second half of the programme, which will begin with a tribute to the great singer Jack Jones, who sadly passed away at the end of last month. So please stay tuned and join me for that and a few other things during the second half of the show. I think we'll go up to the station ID with us a little bit more from Gil Evans and Miles Davis. I'll just line the trike up for us. I think it's ready to go now. And I'll see you the other side of the station ID.